their position as the superior partner. De Vries, who chaired the H3 Africa Working Group on Ethics for several years, heard some international scientists argue that sub-Saharan Africa wasn't equipped to do sophisticated genetic research on its own. This perspective may have some truth in it, but it also maintains the status quo. People and institutions that are powerful benefit from the perpetuation of that narrative, she says. Those people are not interested in the substantive development of African research capacity. Rotimi is trying to change that narrative. He wants to give African scientists the capability to stand on their own. A central tenet of H3 Africa is to build the infrastructure necessary to support research that is just as worthy of the world's attention as that coming out of the best universities in Europe and North America. Toward that end, lead investigators on any H3 Africa project must be African, and ideally, the collaborators as well. That requirement is building a new world of research capabilities across the continent, such as powerful computers to do bioinformatics research in Sudan, a repository in Uganda for storing DNA, and generating a huge amount of data on the SNPs that protect against sleeping sickness, and equipment for fieldwork documented hereditary neurological disorders in Mali, along with a laboratory to identify genetic mutations that increase risk and training for physicians there to educate Malians about genetics and disease. When the grants end, the new capacity remains for future scientists, so that everybody doesn't end up like Charles Rotimi, he says, who wanted to stay in Nigeria but couldn't. These breakthroughs don't ameliorate all the ethical conundrums, though fears of helicopter science persist. H3 Africa encouraged collaboration among countries within Africa, but those with less advanced research capacity hesitate to assist more polished countries. In Ghana, some scientists at poorer institutions resent those at wealthier ones presenting work on shared samples without acknowledging their contribution. Others say they sometimes have more input on samples sent to New York than to South Africa. It's the same issue, says University of North Carolina bioethicist Eric Jungst. Just as with international collaborators, the idea of sending tissue samples across a border raises fears of exploitation and resentment about helping an economic competitor.